like this by eating carbs.
He has seen it. It's everywhere. She has been on the cover of men's magazines, in music videos, and most recently she appeared on a reality dating show where she competed for the heart of an aging musician. This is the woman's hometown. She had gotten her start in the local beauty pageant circuit before being discovered.
I can't believe I've been trapped in this store for 2 days with nothing real to eat, surrounded by porn, she exclaims desperately.
We don't carry porn, Derek assures her. These are all hard R's. They have brief nudity, but mostly bikinis and lingerie. There's no penetration.
Swell, she says sarcastically, as if the distinction actually means something to her. Her eyes travel along the selections and stop on her own smiling face upon the cover of one ironically entitled Hard R, starring herself, Samantha Steele. She snatches it down before he notices where her gaze laid. Derek has already seen the film. It is a rite of passage among the boys of this town. The best part of his job is his ability to borrow any movie he wants for a night. He can even watch them in the store as long as he censors anything lurid or disturbing. An uncomfortable silence hangs in the air. She looks depressed. Derek thinks of something he hopes may cheer her up.
I think that Rhett Mills is an asshole.
You know, my agent told me it would be good for my career to throw myself at an aging rocker I've never even heard of. She starts to cry. How much work do you think you can get once a washed-up douchebag calls you a vapid whore? She says more, but Derek can't understand her. Her words become a wet, blubbering jumble in his ears. He figures he shouldn't have brought it up.
Let's just sit here quietly and wait to be rescued, he suggests.
And now I'm stuck in here with a kid who smells like Cheetos, can't keep his eyes off of my tits or his mind out of my panties. I wish I was trapped in a mall.
That's it.
A light bulb comes on in the boy's mind.
The mall is the perfect place to hole up in. We can get some guns from the sporting goods store, clear out the dead, and live there. It's exactly like his second favorite movie. This should cheer her up for sure, he thinks.
Let's do it, he says with confidence. Huh? She asks, not entirely sure what it is.
I doubt I can get us to my place through all of this. So let's go to the mall. It will have more room, better food, and guns.
How? The actual plan is still under construction. Derek is sure that if anyone can get them into the mall, it's him. Or perhaps Bruce Campbell.
My car is parked out back. We can get in and just cruise over there.
He makes it seem so simple, her sniffling actually ceases. Will it be safe?
Of course, he assures, getting to his feet.
He peers out through the window. A group of zombies are at the end of the parking lot, chasing someone. These zombies are much faster than the type he prefers. Derek likes the classic ghouls who lumber slowly. They just seem creepier, and they give the hope that one can get away. However, in large numbers, you're done for. The real zombies outside are more like those of the newer movies. He hates the trend, and only keeps